Greed is never ending. We always want more, but even when we get what we wanted more, we never get satisfied. And this is why it's important for us to remember what the Lord said today. Thus it will be the one who stores up treasure for himself, but not rich in what matters to God. We have to enrich ourselves with what matters to God. To a life of prayer, to a life of worship, to a life of discipleship. Which lead me toward the first reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Romans today, where he used the example of our patriarch and father Abraham. Abraham did not doubt in God's promise, but he was faithful to God until the end. Did Abraham was perfect from the beginning? The answer is no. There were times that he really failed. There were times that he was a coward. There were times that he was not always just and right. But Abraham tried his best to not doubt in God's promise for him. So us too, in our very own journey, we need to remember that God is faithful. What shall we do instead of running after our own greed, our own wants, our own desires, our own humanity? We need to recognize all of that, the temptation, all that desires, all that weaknesses, all that brokenness that's there. But then laid all of them down at the feet of the Master, at the feet of our Lord, and said, Lord, help me to enrich myself with what mattered to you the most. What is important for not only my life here on earth, but for my life for eternity. Lord, help me to be enriched by the thing that give me life. Lord, help me to be enriched by the things that come from you. Lord, help me to be enriched with your love, for your love has always been faithful.